Well, the English sales season is fast approaching with a few big sales not far away, none bigger than the English Australian Easter sale, which is on April 5 and 6, and the catalogue has been released, and it is remarkable reading for breeding buffs. The blue bloods that will go on auction are absolutely phenomenal, and Sebastian Hutch, the bloodstock manager for English, joins us. And Seb, good morning to you. You must be very proud of the catalogue you've put together. There are some unbelievably bred horses to go through the ring.
Yeah, Mike, it's a pretty fantastic catalogue. It's great to get it out and about and for people to see it and for the reaction to be as positive as it's been. You know, obviously the sale has this incredible reputation as being the premier source of elite race horses, you know, arguably in the world. We reckon that pound for pound or dollar for dollar, there's no sale that you're more likely to source a top-class racehorse anywhere in the world than the English Easter Yearling Sale. And hopefully the 2022 renewal can live up to the success of its predecessors.
487 lots. Give us a few highlights of brothers and sisters and those that are close relations of stars that might be going through the ring.
Without wanting to be evasive, Mike, I don't want to single too many horses out. What we love about the book is that, you know, the pedigrees that are published, you know, the pedigrees that are online today, you know, they are what they are. What's exciting about an Easter Yearling Sale is they just get better week after week. You know, there are updates all the time. When we talk about fillies that people buy from Easter being the gifts that keep on giving, you know, they just keep on improving, keep on producing good horses. And when you look through the list of consigners for the sale, whether it's Arrowfield, Coolmore, Widden, Sedgino, Yarraman, New Haven, you know, household names in terms of Australasian breeding. You know, these farms have targeted their best yearlings at this sale. So when people come to Riverside for the sale in early April, you know, it's very exciting to see the quality of the horse flesh mashing up to the quality of pedigrees in the book.
There's no doubt about that. We'll be delving deeper into the Easter, the Premier. We'll be live broadcasting our programs from both those sales. You've got the Classic coming up as well. So we'll be talking a lot more about these spectacularly bred horses that are going through the rings from all of the sales in the coming weeks. Seb, so look forward to delving deeper into them with you. Appreciate your time this morning. And for those who want to have a look at the catalogue, you can access it online, and you can obviously also get the hard copy as well.
Yeah, and the English iPad app is pretty good from the point of view of being able to flick through on your iPad. Plenty of good evening reading there.
Good on you, Seb.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Sebastian Hutch, who is the boss of English Bloodstock. Quick break on the other side of this. We're heading to New Zealand. Mick Gearan's got plenty to talk about.